This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, the curator of the Indianapolis concert guide, Naptown Now, joins us to talk about her work on promoting local shows and shares her top five local songs with us. Co-host Charlene Birdsong has new tracks from the punk and hardcore scene in the state, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on the show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. If you've ever felt like going out to a local show but found yourself struggling to find one, there's a resource out there just for you. The Instagram page Naptown Now posts weekly and often daily lists of shows happening in and around Indianapolis. I recently chatted with the page's curator, B, about her work promoting shows, and she shared her top five favorite local songs with me. B, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I gotta say, first off, that I really appreciate what you do with your page, because there have been plenty of nights that I suddenly have free and I'm like, oh, I could kind of want to go to a show, but it's like hard to find who's having what sometimes. So your resource is a great place to go to.
Yeah, thank you. That is actually one of the reasons why I wanted to start this page, was because I had so many friends that are musically inclined and they're all in bands and I'm not. But I always wanted to see who was playing when, and it's hard to keep track without keeping a calendar or keeping it all in one place. So that was one of the main reasons why I started it, was to kind of make it more coherent for the consumer. No matter what your demographic is, what genre you're interested in, or what type of venue you're interested in, to be able to go to one place and find that information. Indianapolis has a really rich music scene across genres. So this is another thing. Naptown Now can kind of beat the algorithm with that too. If you're used to searching for certain bands that are a certain genre, more than likely you're just going to see other stuff that is similar or adjacent genre-wise. But this way you can see singer-songwriter, or country, or hip-hop, or punk. Jazz is also a huge, huge genre based in Indianapolis. So kind of wanted to give a space for all of those to be represented equally and to get the same amount of attention and promotion as each other.
So your site is Naptown Now.
Yes.
What would someone find if they follow you, if this is their first time hearing about it?
Okay, so to briefly describe it, Naptown Now is a weekly live music show listing for Indianapolis. And every single week, if you go onto the page, it's very distinct which week, because they have all different backgrounds. And if you look at the page, that'll make a lot of sense. But every single week has its own post, and you can scroll through the different days, and it'll list at each venue who is playing or who's performing, what time the doors are for the show, what the charge is to get in, if there is one, and then if there's an age restriction.
If someone has a show coming up and they want to get it on your page, do you accept, like, submissions?
Oh, yeah. I think weekly I have a handful of people that reach out and ask to make sure a show gets listed, so they will just DM me all the information, which is so helpful. It kind of feels like the community is kind of building the page itself, too. It's not just me.
I love that. So if someone wants to follow you, or if someone wants to send you a show to post, what's exactly your handle?
It is Naptown Now, and that is Naptown Now with the two N's next to each other. And that is on Instagram only at this point. I'd love to expand it, but right now it's still growing. So just Instagram for now.
So you brought five songs for us to talk about today. Is there a specific category?
So the five songs I brought today are five different local groups. I wanted to do that in the spirit of Naptown Now, since it is a local show listing. I wanted to feature five groups or artists that are based in Indianapolis to kind of give a spotlight moment to them and to our city musically. And there are five different genres of music as well. The first one is Hard to Find by a group called Bless. And if you want to find their music, their name, Bless, is actually spelled out numerically. So it's 81355. And I wanted to include this one to represent Indianapolis's hip-hop scene. They are Indy's first hip-hop supergroup, and I felt like it was super important to give them some recognition with this song.
Chest full of gold, trying to bury it inside it. Lay it on a chariot of fire. Moving inanimate objects with my mind in the backyard with my little bros as a child. Walk around trying to bury my desire to kill them all. Injustice for all when the youth involved. Squeezing on that metallic at a bent through walls. When a mission calls for it, then I'm like, poof, be gone. I was there with a shoulder to lean on. No.
So up next, I wanted to give some recognition to the singer-songwriter genre that we have here, or the musicians here. So we have Moments by Mother. And if you want to find Mother, you have to search Mother the Band. Her name is Rebecca, and she's wonderful, and she has a very ethereal voice. And that is honestly how I would describe this sound of hers. It's very ethereal folk singer-songwriter. So for the third song, I wanted to feature some progressive rock. This is one of my favorite songs to jam out to in the car. It's called Voodoo Medicine by Moon Goons. And this is one of the most surreal bands that I have seen live in Indy. They have a psychedelic tone to them as well. And they are unlike anything that I have ever seen before. Their stage performance and their sound. All right, so number four is very dear to me. It's called Memphis Bus Stop by Rob Dixon Trio. Rob Dixon is such a gem within the Indianapolis jazz scene. He's the founder of Indianapolis Jazz Collective, and he's also the artistic director for Indy Jazz Fest. And seeing him live, whether it's at Chatterbox or Mousetrap, which he's there every Tuesday, I've met so many other jazz musicians that have their own project, and it made me realize how rich the jazz history really is in Indianapolis, especially if you look at Indiana Avenue and the history of jazz there. So I wanted to feature this one in tribute to the jazz scene in Indianapolis. And to round it out, number five is Power Trip by Pat and the word I cannot say, but I will say the last word sounds a lot like pizzas. So Pat and the Pizzas,
good
we'll go
cover.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is punk hardcore adjacent. I chose this one as my final one. It has a lot of energy. It's very driving momentum with the song. A lot of their shows are all ages. And I've never seen a band, honestly, locally pull a crowd like that. It is so impressive. And it's not just the amount of people, because that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the energy and just the spirit and the mentality that everyone has, that people are moshing, people are dancing. They're so respectful of other people in the area and the space when they're moving around and acting crazy. So I really wanted to feature that one, because the punk and hardcore scene really does hold a special place in my heart. And like I said, it's just on the rise here in Indianapolis, which is really cool because it's been really, really healthy for the Indianapolis music scene as well.
Turning tracks off indifference. Ignore the itch if it doesn't fit. Coward calls from your socialist. Ignore the itch if it doesn't.
Well,
thanks for coming on, Bea. That was a great list.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So where can people follow your page again?
Follow it on Instagram. The handle is NaptownNow.
Thanks, Bea, for that top five. Coming up in just a moment, after a quick break, we'll listen into our weekly local music playlist. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen into some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from a recently formed indie supergroup featuring Indianapolis music legends Rusty Redenbacher, Tufty Clow, Vess Rutenberg, and Devin Ashley. This is Everything from indie-based supergroup The Last Four, here on Small Studio Signal Boost. That was Everything from The Last Four, a supergroup of Indianapolis legends Rusty Redenbacher, Tufty Clow, Vess Rutenberg, and Devin Ashley. You can find that song at the band's website. Now, that's Roman numerals, so if you look it up on Google, make sure you type that in correctly. I kind of did it wrong earlier, so. The Last Four. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Songstress Cambria released an album titled The Yellow Print with 10 original songs. Let's listen to one now. This is Cambria with The One featuring Zoe Duse.
You do a lot, you treat me good, you working all the time, man. Every time I thought you, you was waiting on the line, said everything was mine, all I had to do was ride. So I came right inside, step inside, ain't no lie. You know I got you and we ain't need no conversation. I can do for you, I do it without hesitation. Can you say my name the right way and make me go crazy?
If you're a TikToker, you may have heard this tune on your Explore page. It's a catchy and viral song titled Vanilla Bean by Indy's own Dead Silence.
I just wanna see, I wanna see, is you gon' be, is you smooth and keep it solid with me, I'ma leave, stepping like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I'm clean, lit and I sway till I lean, smelling like vanilla bean, like what you mean.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Adam Gross with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to new music from Indiana artists. Co Newborn is an Indianapolis musician who's no stranger to WFYI. She's performed 2 small studio sessions for us, once with her band Co and once with the band White Moms, which our own Charlene Birdsong was a part of as well. She's back making music in Indy and has a new track out. This is Co Newborn with Beautifully Disgusting Place. The new Indianapolis band Wick has been playing shows recently and releasing some digital singles. Here's their newest one, it's Wick with On a Thursday.
Walking around in your own little way, can't find my home, no not today. I catch your breath and hear your voice, silence in every other noise. And you say so loud and clear, tomorrow can't come any sooner.
I I'm Melissa Davis, joined by Charlene Birdsong and Adam Gross. Co-host Charlene has something new for us from the local punk and hardcore scene. What do you have, Charlene?
That's true. I have a few songs in my pocket from active groups currently making music and playing shows in the punk slash hardcore genre here in our great state. And normally I would scour the internet searching for new bands, but I kind of lucked out this time and met a local musician out who we just kind of went through Instagram together, and he gave me a bunch of bands to check out. And here are a couple of my favorite, specifically in punk and hardcore. So let's listen to a few clips. This first one is Leisure Hour with Ivy Tech.
Another family member gone, another chance to see my mom cry loudly. I guess that's just part of life to feel this in my chest. That makes 2 and 7 days, special times for special grace. One had a calling today, other one just died. I learned from a call. Whoa.
You just heard the group Leisure Hour with their song titled Ivy Tech. We're in the middle of a punk and hardcore review here on Small Studio Signal Boost. Up next, another group from Indiana called Juice Falls, and this song is titled Sea Legs.
See you from across the sea. You feel more ruined on your island.
We just listened to the group Juice Falls with their song Sea Legs. We're in the middle of listening to some great local punk and hardcore music. Up next, we have a song called Burnout by The Day After. You just heard the group The Day After on Small Studio Signal Boost. Up next, we're going to listen to another song. This is another Indiana group called Senescence, and the song is called Missing the Meaning. And that wraps up our local punk and hardcore listening party on Small Studio Signal Boost. Make sure to check our social media pages. And if you like what you heard here tonight, be sure to go out and support those local musicians and support the creatives in Indiana. I'm Charlene. Good night.
Thanks, Charlene, for that playlist. That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. And you can find the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Dionysus with When We Meet on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.